From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. China signals a continuation of a worldwide stock sell-off. The focus of investors worldwide is on China, where regulators suspended trading on that country's markets for a second time this week after markets nosedived over 7%. The so-called circuit breaker measure introduced by Chinese regulators following sharp declines in stock prices last June kicked in just moments into the trading day. While conventional wisdom suggests it reflects investor concern over the weakening Chinese economy, falling world oil prices, and geopolitical tensions, Shane Oliver, the chief economist at AMP Capital in Sydney, told VOA it really is the circuit breaker mechanism itself that is causing investors to sell off unwanted shares quickly.
I think what's happening here is that whenever there's some bad news or some worries, what's happening now is that Chinese investors think, well, I better sell early on if I'm going to sell at all, otherwise the circuit breaker will kick in and I won't be able to sell. So consequently, we're seeing the market pushed up to that level of a 7% decline each day, and that's causing the circuit breaker to then be triggered and the market to be shut down for the day. So in a way, it's become self-fulfilling.
The Chinese government has also been guiding the yuan currency lower, an apparent sign that authorities are prepared to allow it to weaken as a bid to boost flagging exports. China's market volatility is also having a negative ripple effect across global markets. The Shanghai Composite Index finished down 7%, bringing its losses to just over 4 days to 11.7%, putting it on track for the largest weekly loss since August. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, Japan, Australia, and South Korea also off. VOA News. Another possible act of what is being termed possible terrorism is being investigated in Paris, where police say a man armed with a knife was killed by police as he entered a police station there. The attack Thursday came as France marks 1 year since Islamic extremist attacked satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. A police union official told the Associated Press that the man may have been wearing an explosive vest and cried out Allahu Akbar, or God is great, in Arabic. Police sealed off the area around the station, and word just in to VOA has a report saying that the wired vest was a fake. Officials in Libya say a truck bomb exploded in the western town of Zlitin near a police camp, killing at least 60 policemen and wounding at least 200. No one claimed responsibility for the bombing Thursday, but a local Islamic State affiliate has been trying to spread to Zlitin from its central stronghold of Sirte. Zlitin Hospital spokesman Momar Kadi says rescue crews, they say they've managed to extract 60 bodies out of the wreckage. Libyan officials said they believe there might be dozens more dead. Speaking anonymously in line with regulations, a security official said the camp was used by border police. The United States and other world powers are considering their next move against North Korea after Pyongyang conducted what it said was a successful hydrogen bomb test.
Word of the underground test resulted in cheers in North Korea, but drew a harsh reaction in Washington. Officials said the U.S. is still working on the appropriate response.
Clearly, this is going to be an international decision. This isn't just not just about one nation here. The U.N. has tools at its disposal.
The White House noted that statements of disapproval had come from countries including Russia and China, two nations that are not always in agreement with the U.S.
That is an indication that the interests of the United States can be successfully advanced through principled, focused, tenacious diplomatic engagement.
Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
South Korea has already announced it will resume loudspeaker propaganda broadcast into North Korea Friday in response to the nuclear test earlier this week. Iran on Thursday accused the Saudi-led coalition battling Shiite rebels in Yemen of hitting its embassy there in an overnight airstrike, but the building bore no visible damage, according to an Associated Press observer. The accusation comes amid a dangerous rise in tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia in recent days following the kingdom's execution of a Shiite cleric. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.